Welcome, Ohio State Fair concessionaires and vendors. Today's deep dive is into your 2026 vendor manual, focusing specifically on the aesthetic and back-of-house guidelines.
It's a really important update this year.
It is, yeah. With the fairgrounds unveiling these stunning brand-new buildings and, you know, finishing up those major construction projects, the mission this year is simple. We want to make sure your booth matches those high-end improvements.
Exactly, because when the whole environment feels premium, guests just stay longer.
Right.
And, I mean, the longer they stay, the more money they spend at your register. So we're looking at how these manual policies are actually a powerful tool for your business.
Absolutely. So let's look at the front stage magic first, the aesthetics and signage. The guidelines state that operations must be professional, well-maintained, and structurally sound.
Yeah, and they highly encourage things like raised deck flooring and landscaping.
They do. And signage has to be commercial grade and contained entirely within your contracted footprint. So no handwritten signs, no A-frame sandwich boards, and absolutely no feather flags allowed.
Which really makes sense if you think about the mechanics of a feather flag. Like, it might grab attention if you're the only one using it.
Oh, for sure.
But when 50 vendors put them out, it creates this huge visual wall that blocks sightlines for everyone. So banning them forces the crowd to look at your actual, you know, high-quality storefront.
It's kind of like a Broadway stage, honestly. You want the guests completely mesmerized by the show, which is the food and products, without seeing the tape holding the props together.
That's a great analogy.
Because here's where it gets really interesting. If they see the tape, the illusion is broken.
Yeah, you're selling an atmosphere as much as a product.
Okay, let's unpack this, though. If we have to creatively hide all our inventory and equipment to keep up this backstage illusion, how do we ensure we don't accidentally spill over into the public walkways?
Well, that's where the back-of-house rules come in. You must fence and screen your prep areas, your storage, and the trash with sturdy materials.
And those have to match the booth's specific artwork and colors, right?
They do, yeah. Plus, inventory has to be completely out of public view and off the ground just to protect it from the weather.
I have to play devil's advocate for a second here.
Go for it.
The rules also say that if you operate a trailer, you require skirting all the way to the ground to hide the wheels and hitches. A lot of folks move their trailers from city to city every week. That sounds like a massive logistical headache just to make things look pretty.
I get that.
Is it really worth it?
It takes extra effort, but it completely transforms a mobile unit into a permanent-looking storefront. It hides the mechanics of travel and keeps the guests fully immersed.
So getting back to the space issue, if I'm building all these custom screens and spurting to hide my equipment, it has to be a tight squeeze.
It can be.
Mm-hmm.
But every single element, awnings, hitches, stakes, and all that hidden inventory, has to fit strictly inside your contracted space. Sidewalks and exits just must remain unobstructed.
Because an obstructed sidewalk is a bottleneck.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, these safety and space rules prevent bottlenecks, ensuring a smooth, happy flow of spending customers right to your counter.
And that applies straight to utilities, too. You have to provide your own hoses with backflow preventers, fix leaks instantly, and use a wastewater tank if a hose would otherwise cross a pedestrian walkway. Nobody is buying a funnel cake right after tripping over a soggy hose.
Definitely not. You want zero friction for the buyer. And fair liaisons will issue verbal warnings for things like cluttered counters, exceeding space, or utility leaks.
And you have to correct those immediately, right?
Right. Refusal to comply can actually lead to citations, stand closure, or even expulsion without a refund.
That sounds intense, but honestly, it protects this premium environment. If you spend thousands on your booth, you don't want the guy next to you dragging down foot traffic with a leaky hose.
These guidelines really aren't just rules. They are the blueprint for a premium, highly profitable fair experience for everyone.
They really are. So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with this. Now that your stand will look like a seamless, high-end part of the upgraded fairgrounds, how can you leverage that incredibly clean, professional aesthetic to completely reinvent how customers perceive your brand this year?